This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Today, we have a very special guest, a vet, a very highly acclaimed vet. Dr. Fred Metzger is with us. He is an adjunct professor at Penn State University, lectures internationally, specializes in internal medicine and geriatric medicine. And he's, of course, a diplomat of the American Board of Veterinarian Practitioners. It's a select group of vets that specialize in elderly. And the question becomes, we've been talking about CBD, the cannabidiol, to help humans, that our endocannabinoid system is depleted, that this CBD oil, hemp oil, full-spectrum hemp oil, can fill us up, can help with aches and pains, can help with attitude, can help with moods. Well, what about our animals? It's so brilliant to think that this cannabidiol may actually benefit our aging pets without them getting high. And by the way, we have so much to talk about with this doctor. Doctor, it is a pleasure. Welcome to the program.
Frankie, it is my pleasure because it's such a timely topic and a very interesting topic.
So, Doctor, what exactly are we talking about, and what type of animals would CBD would benefit from?
Well, and just to give you a little bit of background, I think we're at the infancy, just much like we are in human medicine, in veterinary medicine. And we're learning literally every day, and there's some very interesting research that's going on right now at some of the very prominent vet schools in the United States and some of the other countries. So, you know, I'm hoping maybe we can put a little bit of light on this topic, because I think there's so much confusion, and in my profession, in veterinary medicine, it's the same as in human medicine. So we're learning a lot, and there's a lot of interesting things to share today.
My first question to you, Doctor, were you afraid that your stellar reputation would be clouded by your talking about CBD?
I don't know how stellar my reputation is, but I've always been a person, I guess, I you could call a trendsetter or an idiot. I don't know. but when you see, it is my duty. I've been a veterinarian for 32 years, and when you see something that is helping so many animals, and I think it takes someone to say, I think we definitely need to give this more research, but let's not be afraid to do the research, and let's start taking some chances and seeing what's out there in a whole new class of drugs. So that's kind of what I decided to do almost 2 years ago now. And I'm really glad I did. And I'm not going to tell anybody to use this medication yet, because there's a lot of caveats, because I don't want to get on the radio and have, you know, some federal authority come after me. But as we will talk in the program, this is something that needs more attention in veterinary medicine, and I think it's getting that. So I'm really excited to share some of the things that we've learned over the last 2 years with you and your listeners today.
Okay, perfect. Tell everybody, first of all, I can't stress it enough, what CBD is.
So, you know, there's so much confusion, because when you talk about, first of all, let's talk about the plant. Well, you know, because when you say CBD or hemp or marijuana, I think it gets all lumped into one group. And if we talk about the plant, the cannabis plant, there's several different types. There's the hemp plant, and then there's the plant marijuana, and they're quite different. And cannabinoids are a group of chemicals, that's really what we're talking about today, that have some really amazing properties, but there's many of them, and you need to make sure you're using the right one for the right reason. For instance, THC, which is what gets people high, that's a cannabinoid. We don't want that in, we don't want that in medication for animals. You know, we don't want them to get high, but we do want the CBDs that are going to be anti-inflammatory that we can use for a lot of conditions. So one thing I would really caution, and I'm in the learning process too, to say CBD or cannabidiols, there's many different compounds. I don't know the exact number, but there's probably well over 80 that are being studied. And there's also another group of compounds called terpenes. And what you learn is each plant is different. So a plant that's grown in Colorado can have a different concentration of cannabinoids and different cannabinoids than a plant grown in Pennsylvania or Florida or South America. So when you're studying a product and you're going to use a product on an animal or a person, they are not the same. They're quite different. So one thing that we learned is when we use the term CBD, you have to be specific on what product you're talking about and what studies that have been done. So the company that has done most of the studies in vet med is called Elevet. So their product is going to be completely different than some of the other products that are being sold, because pretty much anyone can sell these products right now and call them CBD oil. And that's very dangerous. They're not the same, is what I'm saying.
Huh. So I understand what you're saying, and I want to go from there, because what I want people to know is that in the human, our endocannabinoid system is depleted. What's it like for the animals, for dogs and for cats? And is it just as relevant for dogs as it is for cats?
Yeah, it really is. And what we've learned here, we are at the infancy, and that's what makes it so interesting to me. So I'm a clinician, so I'm looking at the clinical effects on my patients. But, you know, I spend a lot of time with the experts in the field, Dr. Joe Wachschlag, who is at Cornell University Veterinary School and who is now at the University of Florida. One of the prominent researchers and one of the really early researchers in CBD for pets, he's really probably one of the most knowledgeable people in the country and even in the world. So I spent a lot of time talking to him and learning. And what you learn is the endocannabinoid system, just like in human beings, is really throughout the body, but there's certain receptors mainly in that we're thinking about right now more for pain control. So in the spinal cord, in the nervous system. And what you're trying to do is block some of the pain signals. But we also know that the CBD, cannabinoids, are also anti-inflammatory. So the original research that was done just really in the last year or two, number one was what cannabinoids, how long does it last in the system? Because a dog or cat are going to metabolize them much different than a person. So number one is how long does it last in the system? And what he found is, and you give the CBD product in the dog, it's probably lasts about 12 hours, meaning you're going to have to get the product twice a day. Recent studies in the cat, which I think is also interesting, found that the cats metabolize it different and really need a three-time-a-day dosing. So the first thing that was determined was, one is, what's the dosing? Nobody even knew what the dosing of it was, how much to give and how often. The second thing we wanted to know was, is it safe, right? If it's not safe, done. And what we learned is the safety profile on the CBDs, I'm talking about dog and cats, and I'm talking only with the Elevet product. That's the one I want to make sure the listeners know.
Yes, okay, we get it.
I know nothing about the other products, and they have basically, very few of them have had any studies.
That's
that
right.
Worries me.
Well, that's why I haven't.
Right?
I have to tell you that in the 2 years, this is only the second, maybe the third segment I've ever done talking about CBD for pets, and I did it 2 years ago, so I get it. This is very new. We don't want to give anyone misinformation. And by the way, people think it's funny, and they have given their pets edibles with THC in them. Do
yeah.
not do that. That can be deadly for your pet. Deadly.
Absolutely.
It's not funny. It's not a funny thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking two completely different things. And what the listeners need to know is my recommendation is, as we talk in the program, you're going to see that, wow, the CBDs, we really think have some amazing activities in the dog and probably in the cat. But Elevet is the product that's been studied. To you, in my opinion, to use the other ones at this point in time, and that may change, I wouldn't recommend anything until it's studied. And absolutely any marijuana product that has THC in it for animals can be deadly. You definitely do not want
yes.
to make your own brownies or anything else.
Oh, absolutely. All right. We will be right back with the doctor to continue this conversation. This is Frankie Boyer. You're listening to us on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey. That's why we call it an educational odyssey. And, doctor, the website as we go to break, please.
It's elementsciences.com.
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Do you feel like like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Dr. Fred Metzer is with us today, and it's a pleasure, Doctor. Welcome back. You're a vet. You've been a vet for 32 years. Our dogs, I want to just, cats as well, our pets are not eating very healthy. They're just not. They're eating a lot of, there's no regulation on pet food. Can we just get that out in the open, Doctor?
See, I would disagree with you on that, but that's a whole other story.
Well, there's very little. Let me rephrase that. There's very little, and people do not understand that when there's a meal, when they put meal into the food, it's ground up anything. It could be dead, dying, diseased dogs that went into that product. There's no specific labeling on what's in that meal.
I mean, if you want to see even worse, it's the CBD products. That's what I'm really worried about.
Well, that's true. But I just want to make my point, though, is that we're not feeding our animals the way we should be feeding them. They're not getting the foods that they need. They need whole foods as well. That's what they got in nature. We're not providing that for them. That lack of food and giving them sugared foods, which is so bad for them, they're getting diabetes at a higher rate. They're getting cancers at a higher rate. They also have joint issues. They have osteoarthritis, and it's really very prevalent in dogs and cats, isn't it?
Absolutely. Osteoarthritis or degenerative joint disease is very common, mainly in the larger breeds of dogs, but pretty much any breed. And we know in the cats it's probably pretty prevalent, and cats are so good at hiding disease. I'm sure the incidence is a lot higher, but in my practice and any other veterinary practice, we're going to see dogs that are achy and painful all day long, especially in the geriatric population, just like humans. Same thing.
So would the CBD that you're talking about in the clinical studies, first of all, tell us about the Cornell Vet School studies and findings, please.
So the initial studies, it's funny in my profession in veterinary medicine, veterinarians are very interested in using CBD. They keep saying there's no studies. Well, actually, there's quite a few studies. Really, the groundbreaking study was done by Dr. Joe Wachschlag, researcher at Cornell University Veterinary School, where he did what's called the PKA studies and safety studies. In other words, what's the dosing and is it safe? And he just published a very interesting paper that basically is showing, and most of the other vet schools, Colorado State, have the same conclusions, that depending on what product you're using, once again, the only product that Cornell was studying was the Elevet product. That is extremely safe. And other studies that are ongoing right now, and what they've shown is that there's a definite improvement in mobility, in the mobility scores. In other words, are dogs better that have arthritis or in pain on CBD? And I think they clearly showed there's some amazing improvements. And in my practice, we've been using the Elevet product for almost 2 years, and I've seen some unbelievable cases in dogs I never thought would walk again that have dramatic improvement. And for me, maybe even the more important point over the dramatic improvement is the safety profile, because we've used non-steroidal anti-inflammatories in veterinary medicine and clearly human medicine for many, many years. And the problem is, you know, they work, but they have some pretty serious side effects. So to have an alternative, I think, is huge. Other studies that are going on right now that are in the early stages, and I don't know how they're going to go, but I think they're really interesting, are some studies on behavior in dogs. In other words, phobias, thunderstorm phobias.
anxiety. Fireworks.
I mean,
yeah.
That could be huge. And even some studies on cancer going on that are very preliminary, but cancers and seizures as well. And in the cats, they're doing some studies on, in the United Kingdom, they're doing some studies on behavior in the cats, especially house soiling and that sort of thing. So I think it's going to be fascinating to see all the uses for the Elevent product and CBDs in general. But, you know, people have to do the due diligence and do the research, and that's really being conducted right now in the very early stages.
So the problem that I think might be an interesting, they're using the word sweet spot for dosaging in humans. So my endocannabinoid system may be more depleted than yours, doctor, so I need a little bit more CBD oil than you do. How do you regulate and play around with the dosage for the pets?
Well, what was done at Cornell is, number one is just to find out, so if you give a chew or the oral oil, how long does it last in the system? So that was number one. And what dose do you need? What dose do you need to get a therapeutic level? And I think that's been pretty clearly shown now with the Elevet product. So, you know, we're just talking generally dogs and cats. So, you know, dogs and cats are different, completely different metabolism of the product than a human being is. So I think there is some individual variation. And, you know, dogs generally metabolize drugs the same, but there are going to be some idiosyncrasies that we're going to see, I'm sure, as the products get studied more. And we know, and like I said, we found out in the cat very quickly, the cats are going to require a 3-times-a-day dose because they metabolize the drug so quickly, the CBD oil so quickly.
Yeah.
So there is some individual variation. Once again, you have to know what product you're giving, because you can't say, for instance, the Elevet product was the one studied at Cornell. You can't say product X is going to be the same as Elevet and use it at the same dose, because product X
is so different.
Oil could be completely different. Could be grown in a different area.
So
that's what worries me, you know.
Obviously, the dog's weight and size has a lot to do with the dosage. Or does it?
Surprisingly, it does, but not that much. In other words, so they formulated it into an oil for dogs and cats, and then also a chew, right? Because most dogs are going to want to chew. The Labrador, they want it in a chew. So basically with the chews, the dogs under 30 pounds get one chew, the dogs over 30 pounds get two chews. So it's not that big of a difference, but, you know, think of human beings. You know, in dogs, there's much more of a variation in the size. We can have a Chihuahua to a Great Dane. You know, most of us are around the same weight within a certain amount. So in cats, the dose is not going to matter as much, because most cats are around the same size. But one thing that's going to be interesting to me as we go along, and like I said, we're talking the infancy of learning about this.
Yeah, this
which
is so
what makes
exciting.
It so fascinating. There probably will be some even breed differences. We know greyhounds are metabolized drugs differently, so I wouldn't be surprised if eventually the greyhound has maybe a different dose than the Labrador. But right now we know that the dogs are probably around the same dosage.
Okay. Another break. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer and Educational Odyssey will return in just a moment with Dr. Fred Metzger, and he's a vet, and we're going to talk a little bit more about powerful this product may be and the future of this product, more studies and all of those good things. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment. And, Doctor, the website is?
The website for Elevet is www.elevetsciences.com, and that's E-L-L-E-V-E-T, sciences.com.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wishing you and yours comfort, health, and grace this holiday season. Safe travels. A very happy Thanksgiving. From your friends at The Frankie Boyer Show. Park City Productions, 06604.
This is Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Dr. Fred Metzer is with us. DVM expert on geriatric medicine and our pets, because you know and I know that Americans love their animals. They're spending billions of dollars. I'm sucked into it. I don't even own a dog, but my little Leo, who hangs with me, is an English Cocker Spaniel, and we got him a lion costume, a mane for Halloween, and Leo the lion became born, and it was just precious. This is what we're doing, though. We went to a Halloween party for pets, and all of the there was a hot dog, and there was a jailbreak dog, and I mean, oh my gosh, they were so funny. They were just hysterical, the costumes. So we're spending a lot of money on our pets. We consider them to be members of our families. We have an emotional connection to them. Now, cats may not have that emotional connection back, but you have it for your cats. Cats are strange. My question to you, Doctor, and welcome back, and we're talking about this CBD, and so we want to make everyone clear. Your pets will never get high on this. Never, ever, ever. This is the hemp piece of the plant.
That is absolutely correct, because, you know, we don't want THC. We don't want that compound in products for our pets. They don't need to get high, and it's dangerous, and it's not doing them any good. So we only want the cannabinoids that are going to be effective for as anti-inflammatories. And like I said, there's still a lot of current studies right now. And once again, make sure my recommendation is use the product that's being studied. That's Allivet. There's some other ones that are being studied. But don't buy CBD oil off the shelf or off the internet and start giving it to your pets.
No, please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you must. You must. You must listen to the doctor. Please listen. So, okay. What about, I'm just curious, what about horses?
That's a great question. I think
I'm just curious because I think
yeah.
that when I think of a racehorse and I
yeah.
think of the legs and the issues that they have in their ankles, the legs that go, would this be something to rebuild and help them, at least with pain?
It will be interesting, and I predict that will be studied. The great thing about veterinarians, you know, we will get a product that has been studied for one thing, and then, of course, we use it on a ton of other things, right? And here's my prediction. I'll make this prediction today. Could be wrong. We know this is a helpful product for pain and mobility. I will be very surprised if this does not replace a lot of the current drugs we use for pain and inflammation in pets. Perhaps people, I mean, we learn a lot by studying the dogs and cats that end up translating to human medicine, of course. But I think this product is something, and I'm hoping it's a product that can be used on a lot of other common problems in veterinary medicine, maybe even in human medicine, you know, behavioral problems. It would be nice if it would have some anti-cancer properties. I have no idea. I'm just throwing things
well,
out.
Well, it's being studied in Israel and Spain and in this country.
Yep.
We're finally starting to get the studies for humans. So I suspect that for humans, it's working out. So why wouldn't it work out for our pets? I think it's very
yeah.
promising right now. Very, very promising.
Well, yeah. And the thing is, you know, normally we find out in veterinary medicine if things are working before in human medicine because the animals have a shorter lifespan. So there's many of the great medical advances that have occurred in human medicine that have come from veterinary medicine. And I think this is going to be another one. I really do.
I think you're probably right, Doctor. I know that the difference, again, between the dosages for the dogs and the cats are very different. And I didn't know that cats suffer joint issues. They do?
They definitely do, and it's probably much more prominent than we are even aware of because, Frankie, let's be honest, what do cats do for a living? They do nothing, right? You know, your dog is going to run around the house, and
yeah.
If they're sore, they're not going to want to jump in the car or jump on the bed, so we pick up on that pretty quickly. Cats more go into isolation. I mean, they're solitary creatures anyway,
yes.
But what
yes.
we've seen in veterinary medicine over the years, as our cats are living longer, just like our dogs are, they are getting osteoarthritis, and they are having pain problems. So I think, you know, and you have to be very careful in the cat. They have a completely different system of metabolism. For instance, we know you cannot give Tylenol to cats. It's deadly. One extra strength Tylenol can kill a cat. So we know that they metabolize things differently. And we just do not have great pharmaceuticals in the cat for pain control. There's a few, but not many. So one of the studies right now in the cat is, can this be something used in cats?
That's really important.
I predict it will be.
Okay, can we just talk about...
It's a different deal.
Okay, can we just real quickly talk about some of the things that... Nothing to do with the CBD, but I feel it's really important while you're talking about deadly... Tylenol, onions, chocolate, garlic, xylitol, those are all
yep.
deadly for dogs as well. Is that true for cats as well?
It really depends on, we know there are certain drugs that are problems almost all the time. For instance, in the cat, we know Tylenol is a real problem. In the dog, you know, we've all heard that chocolate is toxic to dogs. It depends on the chocolate, and it depends on the dog. I mean, I've had my own dog eat a couple chocolate bars, snuck in, no problem. I've also seen dogs that
I heard
have
milk,
a problem with it.
I so, heard milk chocolate is worse than dark chocolate. I don't know if that's true
that's
or not.
That's true. And
yeah.
actually, baker's chocolate is the worst. You can't imagine a dog wanting to eat baker's chocolate, but they will. So here's what I tell people. It depends on the dog, but the way to be safe is say it this way, right? No chocolate, no grapes or raisins.
Oh, that's right. Grapes
either.
Or raisins. That's right. Yeah.
Now, some dogs can eat grapes, no problem, but some of them can't. So I tell people, no grapes or raisins, no macadamia nuts. That's another
oh,
one that can be a problem in some
I
dogs.
I forgot. That's right. Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And xylitol. You're right on it. You know, xylitol, the sugarless gums. Definitely, we know that one is a real no-no in the dog.
Yeah.
It can cause some
yeah.
real problems.
Yeah.
And onions. Onions in the dog and garlic.
That's right.
Not real good. Some of
not
them
good.
Can eat them, but, you know, why would you take the chance? Some of them can't.
Right. Okay. Again, we want to stress, if you are a user of cannabis, And so many states it's legal now, and you're sitting there and you're rolling or your cannabis is around, please be careful. Cats may get to it. They don't know it's cannabis. They think it may be something for them to eat. Dogs the same way. They're curious. You know and I know they're very curious animals. So we can't stress enough how it's like... You would never let your dog go into your garage and lick your antifreeze because it would kill your dog
right.
immediately. Immediately.
Here's the thing. You're right. And here's the rule, I think. Absolutely no marijuana products around dogs
None.
And cats. And here's the analogy to use. Are you going to let your six-year-old kid play with your joint that you're rolling? No, you're going to go do it somewhere else. Do not have any marijuana around dogs or cats. It can be toxic and fatal. We are talking about CBD extracted from the hemp plant. We're talking about a product that contains less than 0.3% THC. Most of the marijuana plants are going to have 15 or 20% THC. That's what gets you high. We do not want that in any of our animal products. We want less than 0.3%, but we want the CBDs, the cannabidiols, that mainly work on the CBD receptor 2, not to get too scientific, but that's the one that we want. And, you know, you be very careful. Do not give any marijuana products to your pets. And my opinion is don't buy any CBD products that you're buying over the Internet for your dog or cat unless they've been studied. Elevet's the one that's been studied the most. There's going to be some other ones. I welcome that. That's great. But you have to do the university studies in our veterinary schools to confirm that these are safe, what the dose is, and are they clinically efficacious. We know with the Elevet product, and there's more studies going on, but we've seen some pretty remarkable results, but more needs to be studied, no question.
We will take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment with the doctor and fascinating about our pets and CBD. Who would have ever thought it could be a game changer for pets with arthritis and joint pain? I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us today is a man who really is concerned about our brain. And are we keeping our brain properly oiled? And could it be that CBD, the cannabidiol, can be an effective tool for helping our brains? And to what extent is that possible? And so joining us is Dr. Michael Lewis. He's a graduate of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. By the way, thank you so much for your service and what you've done. And Tulane University School of Medicine. And it's always a pleasure. You did your training at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, Johns Hopkins University, Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. You're board certified and a fellow of the American College of Preventive Medicine and the American College of Nutrition. And I'm so glad you're here, and you have pioneered the new TBI therapies for U.S. militaries. And you've been doing so much research about brains, concussions, NFL, and all of that. But CBD, tell us this exciting information, Dr. Lewis.
Well, you know, we've talked about it a little bit on previous shows, but it really just continues to get me more and more excited every day about the potential to help not just our soldiers, but certainly our athletes or anybody that has a head injury. I mean, I'm in the D.C. area. We just got ice and snow today, and, you know, it doesn't take much to go out to get the mail and slip on the ice and hit your head. So it's not just football players that are at risk for concussions, and CBD is just really the hot topic in the nutritional supplement industry, and for good reason.
My endocannabinoid system, and I use this example all the time, may be depleted. Yours is not so depleted. How do you know how much is enough? And we keep talking about this sweet spot. Explain to us what that is.
Well, often what happens, and particularly somebody that has had a head injury, and we're not talking necessarily like yesterday or the day before, but it may have been months or even years ago, is that what I'm finding is almost every single one of my patients has issues with anxiety. Yeah, that voice in the back of your head that won't let you focus on things or fall asleep or wake you up in the middle of the night. And so to me, that anxiety is about the best measure of how much CBD we could be or should be taking. So if you take, for example, I like a particular type of a brand that has soft gels, and take one. And if in 20 minutes that anxiety, that voice in your back of the head doesn't calm you down, take another one. And maybe that you need two. But it's one of those things that it's a very individualized dose. So I have patients that take three at night. I have other patients that take one in the morning. And other patients that take one twice a day. So it just really varies.
So I want to go back over something that you said, Doctor, because it's really important. If I'm feeling a little gloomy and because of the cold weather setting in here in Boston as well, and it's going to snow a little bit later. We're getting your snow, and we just turn those clocks back to fall. We fall back, and silly concept in my idea. I don't know why we do it still in this day and age, but we still do it. And so it's extremely cold, and now it's dark at 4:30, and it's just miserable for many of us that have just a reaction to the lack of sunlight in the day. Will CBD help me cope better with that?
It will. And you know what, actually, and you and I have had several shows together, and we've certainly talked about this in the past, is omega-3s and fish oil. And so the combination of the two, the fish oil and CBD, is what I'm really finding to be life-changing for people. People will tell me that the fish oil is really good, helps kind of set that foundation, but when they start taking CBD on top of fish oil, I get patients coming back to me saying it's been life-changing.
Yeah.
So, and that was with fish oil. Now, imagine adding CBD on top of that is just lightning.
And by the way, I've had my omega-3 profile test done that shows that I need more fish oil than most individuals. And, by the way, I need DHA fish oil as well as the EPA because my body doesn't make it. Like most people can convert some of the chia seeds and hemp seeds into DHA, my body won't. So I have
most people don't, actually.
Okay. So I take DHA and the other formula. I take a lot of fish oil every day, and it's how I survive, and it's what I need for my body. And I don't even question that. I just do it because I know it's important for my brain, for me to function, for my heart, for all of the vital organs of my body, for my genetics and my thick blood. So it's what I've been using for years and doing for years. Now that I understand this conversation about CBD, I'm loving the CBD, and I'm loving that it, one of the things that it's doing for me is that I'm under more stress than usual right now. I'm a caretaker for a very dear friend who is in his final stages and has been for several months from anal cancer. And I need more CBD. And what I find, it gives me the patience to walk into a room with someone who is not himself, and I can put that Teflon on and deal with what I have to deal with in his anger and his outbursts and his fits and come home and be okay. Because I'm not internalizing it and I'm not acting out. If I didn't take the CBD along with my omega-3s, I think I probably would be much more reactive to all of the situation.
I think you basically summarized that really, really well. And I know there's a big push across the country in different states of recreational marijuana, recreational cannabis. When you and I are typically talking about, we're talking about hemp-derived CBD.
Yes.
That you can get at your health food store,
not
dispensary. But think about the reasons why medicinal and medical marijuana are becoming such a big topic is because they really help people with stress.
That's right. We have to take a
really
quick break.
Talk about
when we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. What's the best website, Dr. Lewis?
Braincare.center or brainhealtheducation.org.
And we'll be right back. Cannabis Talk Agency.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.